This week and next week are Fair Trade Fortnight, when we're all encouraged to think about where the products we consume are coming from. Between 2016 and 2017, there was a 25% increase in the sale of fair trade products in Ireland. Now, buying fair trade goods benefits farmers in developing countries enormously. And now, thanks to shops like Aldi and Lidl, who are now stocking these products, it's easier than ever to choose a fair trade brand. With me in studio is a coffee farmer, Roberto Lopez, who was born and raised in Honduras, and he is involved in fair trade. He works with Coagrisal, that's a fair trade cooperative in western Honduras. He's a certification program manager. His job is to spread the importance of fair trade and the benefits of being fair trade certified to the coffee farmers. Roberto, good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me.
Now, let's talk about what it is like for farmers who are not involved in fair trade, how tough a life it is, because many of them are small farmers.
Yes, we are in Honduras, for example, we are struggling with this issue. Fair trade has a very big impact in the families and the farmer as well, because when you are not certified farm, you will not have a very good quality of life, as we can see it. In the past, I used to work for a non-fair trade company, and now I'm working in this cooperative, which is fair trade. So I can really see the difference between one to another.
What difference in the price, say per kilo, of coffee would it make if you had to go to the open market versus the fair trade market?
Okay, most of the people in Honduras, which is not fair trade, use the stock market as a basis on prices. So the big difference is maybe 3 cents, which is a very big impact when you are harvesting the coffee. So a fair trade farmer receives 20 cents per pound, yep, when they are selling the coffee. And this receives, for example, $10 plus for direct in price. They receive $5 to increase the productivity, which is managed by the cooperative, because mm-hmm, we have the technical assistance, and $5 for social development programs.
So how would you compare the life that a fair trade coffee farmer can have and his family compared to those who are not involved in fair trade?
One of the main challenges for this is that children can go to schools, because thanks to the fair trade premium, we supply the materials they need to go to school. And non-fair trade farmers, they struggle with this issue, because sometimes they cannot send the children to the schools. And the fair trade farms, they do. And we manage this to them, and we encourage to the families to send the kids to schools.
Is it difficult to explain the fair trade message to the farmers? Because we understand mm-hmm it here. When we see a fair trade brand, it could be flowers, it could be coffee, it could
cocoa.
Be other cocoa. We understand what that means. Chocolate made with fair trade cocoa. Mm-hmm. We understand that we are helping farmers in the underdeveloped world to do better. Yeah. But trying to explain that to a farmer in Honduras,
it's very different.
Yeah,
it's different. But what we do is, for example, when we are trying to introduce people to the fair trade, we took this and new farmers, for example, to the fair trade farms, so they can see the difference. If you're fair trade certified, this will be your life quality, for example. This will be your productivity. This will be the quality of your coffee, because it's improved as well with the fair trade program. We can be fair trade many products, but we have to provide a good quality to our buyers as well.
Yeah. How much more expensive is it for a coffee chain, for example, to embrace fair trade coffee compared to just buying on the open market? Because we know that coffee is relatively cheap to provide, but there's a huge premium when you buy a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might pay €4 for a particular cup of coffee. It doesn't cost the provider anything like €4. So there's a big big gross margin on the coffee as served. So if that provider says, no, instead of buying open market coffee, I will buy fair trade coffee, how much extra might they have to pay per cup? Is it just cents?
It's cents. Oh, no. It should be a different, but
it's small.
Yeah,
it could be small. It's a tiny premium that they have to pay to serve fair trade coffee. Do we know what the impact is on the customer? Do they like the idea of buying fair trade coffee, the ordinary consumer?
Yes, they do. They like the idea, I think.
How many farmers in Honduras would you say are involved in fair trade as a proportion?
I will say that maybe 30%.
30%?
Yes. For example, for us in the co-op, I was explaining this to people yesterday. We started only with 32 small farmers as a cooperative in 1995. Now we are 2009 farmers with a product as coffee, cocoa, and allspice. So people is now getting more involved in the fair trade because they know the benefits of it, and they're very happy to be part of the fair trade system. So it's increasing, actually.
Typically, a coffee farmer, I mean, we're talking about the small guys.
Yes.
What would they produce every year? How many, each farmer, how many tons of coffee or pounds of coffee, depending?
It depending of the size of the farm, but normally they have a small farm have between 5 to 7 hectares, and they produce 45,000 pounds per hectare. So that will be the productivity of them.
Okay, you would imagine with that kind of productivity, given the price of coffee where live, that they should be very wealthy.
Yes.
But there are obviously middlemen all along the way who make all the money.
Yes, and that's a big issue in the country. There's a lot of middlemen in the country, but now they are worried because we are increasing our impact on as fair trade co-op. Yep.
Yeah. So the difficulty is to try and persuade more people to come on board, so therefore you can more easily control the price.
Yeah, of course.
Because as long as you have 70% of the coffee producers who are in the open market and only 30% in fair trade, you can't control the price.
No, it's more difficult.
Yeah. In terms of coffee production, are there big coffee producers in Honduras?
There are some of big farmers, but for us, we think that we are big farmers sometimes. When we compare, for example, with farmers from Colombia, we are so small farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the biggest farms that we have is, for example, 50 hectares. But if you listen to a Colombian farmer, they have hundreds of hectares. So we are still small farmers. And I think this is a good way because...
Then you become collectively a big farmer.
Yeah, there's more people involved. Not only one farm, because 100 hectares farm, it will be 10 families for us.
Yeah.
So it's more impact.
You also talked to me there and you brought me in some coffee in a cafetiere.
From Cargosal. Hope you like it.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. There are different profiles to the flavors.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, the Colombians can't undercut you really because they're only selling Colombian coffee where you have your own product.
Yeah, for example, in my co-op, we have at this moment 7 different region profiles. So we are selling all this profile as a fair trade certification, but as well 7 different profiles. So we can have different buyers because we want to explore the variety we have in our country because every region has a different agronomical practices which develop different tastes, different smells. So this is good for the new generation coffee drinkers.
And the message for all of us during Fair Trade Fortnight is if we can, buy a fair trade product.
Do it.
It'll do a lot of good in those areas where the farmers are involved in its production. Roberto Lopez, thank you very much for joining us.
No, thank you for inviting me.
Join the conversation.